Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't say anything about Beat Whitey Night at the Iowa State Fair last week that broke. We didn't link to it at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because I wanted to research it further, but it's been confirmed by witnesses, the police reports, and others that large gangs of up to 40 to 50 black youth were beat up Whitey Night, and they beat up young women, men, anybody. And the mainstream media is playing this down. Can you imagine if a group of white people said, beat up Mexican Night, or beat up Black Night, or beat up Asian Night, or can you imagine if Muslims had a beat up non-Muslim night? I mean, it would be the end of the world. They'd be talking about banning free speech in America. That's coming up after I take some phone calls, because it integrates in with movies like Machete. And again, this is all Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Fox News funded. So I want to illustrate that they fund the build the mosque, kill the whitey, kill the gringo movement, and then they have the opposition of Glenn Beck to all of it. So it's full spectrum dominance, and I want to explain this. And by the media promoting that it's okay to talk about beating whitey, killing whitey, we've got the Black Panthers saying that, that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you may not like white people, but let's just beat the New World Order, and then we can all kill each other, I guess. You may not like black people, but let's just defeat the globalists that are poisoning the water and putting in the tracking grids and face scanning and total enslavement. I mean, the globalists have us working for their system, paying into our own destruction. They've got high-tech reservations with 30 years at least advanced technology, 30 years ahead of what we know of. They're on a total control freak mode. They've developed bioweapons that could wipe everybody out. They've got underground bunkers. They're strongly considering using it. We could wake up a year from now or 20 years from now. They've got it. They're talking about it. And they could release a Moonraker-type scenario, but they're not going to go off-world. They're going to go underground. They are debating it. You think this lunatic going in with his gun saying, we got to get rid of the parasite children, and we got to kill people, and we got to have world government to do it, and I love Ted Turner, and I love Al Gore. I mean, you people killing their kids, killing themselves, wounding their children for Al Gore. They've got their armies of self-hating, self-loathing, unhappy people that think it's fashionable to be nihilistic and hate humanity and civilization and Beethoven and architecture and beauty. We're an incredible species. I love dolphins. I love elephants. We blow them away. The human brain's incredible. I am a fan of man. But everything in Hollywood's a twisted propaganda lie. They got the devil. Remember when I had a comedian in here and I said, I love humanity. And he said, oh, I'm a fan of man, like the devil in the Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. No, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy man. The devil comes to rewrite the genetic code of the planet. The devil is not a fan of man. I'm a fan of man. You know, I love life, not these Luciferian New World Order trash heads. Let's go to Dante in California. You're on the air, Dante.
Hi, Alex. I called in to say I disagree, but not with you. It's actually with one of your guests. Max Kaiser, this guy, he still, on his own website, believes in global warming.
I heard about this 2 weeks ago and got a lot of emails and calls, and I'm just so busy. This morning I happened to be sending videos over to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to post, because a lot of the stuff that you see posted or linked to is what I choose to put there every day. I do that for about 2 hours every morning. And I did see it. It was horrifying. It was horrifying. And next time I'm on, I'll ask his permission. He's always asking us to air video anyways. In fact, I think I am that to you, Jaron, to save. Did you get the horrifying Max Kaiser video? Okay, let's make sure, because I won't be able to find it again. And he sure enough, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Dante. We'll enter the ninth circle of hell of Max Kaiser. I like Max. He's a great guy. You don't have to agree with me for me to like you. But this is dangerous. Being for the carbon taxes, it's bad news. We'll get Kaiser on soon.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I don't want to get distracted and diverted off into things, but we don't screen your calls. It's open phones. And, you know, Max Kaiser does come from the controlled left. He claims that I've broken his paradigm and that he understands that Obama is a globalist stooge and a fraud, and I respect that. He's a really smart guy on the markets and has made a lot of accurate forecast, trends. He's made a lot of predictions accurately, but I've gotten quite a few calls and emails, and I didn't really search it out. I happened across video this morning of him on his television program saying that basically you're a bunch of idiots if you don't believe in man-made global warming. We're having record temperatures. That industrialization's the problem. That the oil companies aren't paying any taxes for their pollution, and that carbon taxes are great. The big banks that openly are scamming everybody, and Enron, the big energy company, came up with it. This is well known. The UN has had to come out and admit, okay, we lied about the Himalayas melting. We lied about temperature increase. For 10 years, there's been a decline. Max, though, says, we've had 9 areas with record temps in the last 100 years. Depending on which map you use, there's 3,000 to more than 10,000 climate zones and microclimate zones. Every year, I can show you hundreds of places that have record cold. Does that mean we're getting colder? No. I can show you hundreds of places with record hot. Does that mean we're getting hotter? No. You've got to globally average the numbers. I mean, Al Gore literally bought, what was it, some $7 million or more mansion that's at sea level in California, but he says that it's all going to rise and we're all dead. I just happened to search engine major port records for sea levels, and we pulled up San Francisco sea levels here on air from the Coast Guard and from the port there. They've got private groups that have been measuring it. And if you go back about 150 years ago, the water was a lot higher. Then it got a lot lower about 100 years ago. Then it went back up about 50 years ago, about a few inches, and now it's gone back down again. But overall, it's lower than it was 150 years ago when they started measuring stuff in San Francisco. That's just, I randomly, remember last year on air, we Googled the numbers and we're showing them and just pulled up sea level numbers. That's what ports do. They, you know, it's the navies and the fishermen and the sailors that first, you know, discovered that there were moons around Jupiter and discovered a sextant and learned how to navigate and took measurements and created maps of how deep channels were meticulously. We know that sea levels are not rising. The media constantly will point their news cameras at some sand shoal. There's hundreds of miles of them off the coast of Texas. And they'll intercoastal waterways, intercoastal islands. And they'll say, look, this old area here at Crystal Beach is being eroded. It's global warming. It's water level rising. They don't tell you 30 miles away. There's giant islands forming and that overall the intercoastal islands are getting bigger. Remember all those channel islands and others out in the Pacific that they would have these stunts where they'd show people in diver outfits signing treaties with the UN underwater as stunts, saying their islands would be underwater? Well, now the major studies have come out. They admit that the islands actually have gotten bigger and that the water is dropping in those areas. I mean, these are facts. These are facts. Some islands build up because of the way channels and water movements change. Other islands get eroded. Now, if you want to worry about the Earth, genetic engineering, chimera open-air release of animals, fish, insects, plants, you name it, that's a big deal. DU being used all over the world, plenty of uranium, things like that. Toxic waste, a big issue, getting dumped in the waterways because we end up bioaccumulating it. Animals bioaccumulate it. We eat them. Look, I'm all for not having pollution. I'm all for catalytic converters. But they take all these good ideas that have been sensible and they tack on to that. Once they get you to say, okay, you have this type of toilet, this type of washer, this type of light bulb, you can't take showers every day. Oh, there's federal zoning on your house. Oh, you've got to pay a tax to the IMF and World Bank. No, no. But I'm done talking. Dante, make your point. Go ahead.
Sorry, Alex. You work for an oil company, according to Max. But anyways, no, he's
talking about... Hold on just a minute. I didn't hear that because I didn't have time to watch the whole clip. He said, I work for an oil company?
Hey, he didn't specifically say that, but he touts that line every time I try to, post an email or a link on his website. All you guys just work for the oil companies. But he had an article about how Lord Monckton is a clown. I mean, you can type that into the search engine on his website, and it's Lord Monckton, clown. It'll pull up all these articles about how he's crazy because he, said some things in the 80s about gays. But anyways, my other point, I wanted to make a request. Could you please have Webster Tarpley and Ron Paul do, like, a great economic debate on your show once? That would just, like...
You know, when I get Ron Paul on, it's for 20, 30 minutes, and he's got his issues, and that would be interesting radio, but I could probably get Ron Paul to do it. It's just that I don't agree with Tarpley's economic solutions. I agree with his economic breakdown, and I do agree with Ron Paul's breakdown and his economic solutions. And so I just don't even want to muddy what Ron Paul's saying when he graciously joins us. But I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Kyle in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Kyle.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide broadcast.
It's lunatic in Maryland. You watch the mainstream news. I was watching the Today Show today. The lady actually said he had the right idea, but went about it in the wrong way.
Well, you notice when Joe Stack reportedly flew his plane into that building last year, you will notice that the FBI pulled his website under orders. They have not, his website crashed from traffic, but it's back up. This guy's website is back up, calling babies parasites, scum, filth, Mexican immigrants, trash, filth. And of course, here's this guy who's Asian. And for those that don't know, Hispanics are Spanish and Asian. That's what Asians came across the Bering Strait. That's their genome. And so here's an Asian calling Asians trash. Anchor babies trash. No, anchor babies are a political weapon and bankrupting our country, but I still care about them. And I want Mexico to be a free country. And so, yes, he had the right idea. Look, Margaret Sanger said, I want to kill these black parasites. They're weeds. These are quotes. We're going to pose as liberals. We're going to kill these people deader than a hammer. And they do. And the blacks love it and thank them and worship them and appreciate 51% of blacks never being born. I mean, they do. It's a sacrament. Jesse Jackson, all of them. You look, if you're against killing half the blacks, you're a racist. But if you want to, you know, go out and beat some whiteys up, that's loving and good. So again, the real eugenicists pose as liberals. So yes, I've seen the reports of he was a heavenly man. He sees the fellow humans as parasites. He's more like it. Yeah, he's just a screwed up, homeless nutcase who saw Al Gore's movie and got scared to death and thought he was going to save us by holding people hostage, like these parents in Argentina that shot their baby in the chest and then killed themselves. And the media was like, oh, how loving. Well, good. All of you people, instead of trying to steal my property and tell me I can't produce and tell me I can't have a life, but you love the nuclear reactors and the DU and the GMO and all the real problems. Hey, there's firearm shops nearby. Do not go and kill anybody. Do not kill your children. I don't want you to commit suicide. But if you're planning on killing kids or killing yourself, there's nearby cliffs everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of big mountains outside Austin. There's the scenic overlook on 360. And if you're really into this and you're thinking about killing people, please don't kill people. Please. I know you think it's loving and wonderful. And I'm not telling you to kill yourself. But before you hurt somebody else, seek medical attention. The problem is the shrinks will probably say, that's beautiful. And then if that's what you agree with, you can go to the cliff and just, ah, I love you, Al Gore. Oh, well, he's in a big mansion, you know, just hundreds of thousands of square feet total with his 14 homes, just swilling liquor and raping women and dancing around with a giant carbon footprint laughing at you. You can just scream, going, I worship you, Al Gore, ah, until you hit the bottom of the cliff. How's that sound? I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and just to harken back to the Max Kaiser thing, last time you had him on, it really sounded like he had thrown his hands up and was pretty much, you know, when he was saying, talking about people being idiots and stuff like that, and you actually stood up and defended the people. I think Kaiser's just gone off the reservation and now just in it for himself. Make some money on the carbon taxes or whatever.
Well, let's just get him on with his monthly visit. And we'll interrogate him nicely. I appreciate your call, Kyle. Let's talk to Eric in Washington. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I listen to your show every day. I start my morning off with Alex Jones. And, I want to do my part, and I want to put your stuff on my semi-trailer. So they go all over the country. And I'm down in Texas all the time, by the way. And put me through who I need to do it. Get this done so I can, inform people as they travel all over the country.
Well, listen, you don't have to ask my permission. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Just get involved. You can put whatever you want on your truck. You don't have to ask permission to put Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, please do it.
Oh, okay, great. Because my trucks travel 48 states, and, on the back of, little signs at the rest area, I see little Infowars.com stickers and bumper stickers, and I say, I got to put this on my trailer, man.
Well, brother, it's a free country. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, everything we do, it's for you. My films are open source. Get them, make copies, give them to everybody. I mean, we're in this to win it. We're in this to defeat the globalists. Anything else, Eric?
No, sir. I just want to get your permission. Thank you.
Eric, nobody needs to get my permission to air my films on Access TV, to make copies of them, to give them to people for nonprofit educational purposes. I don't just ask you to do it. I beg you to do it. I'm not risking my life for half measures here. We're doing this to win it. We're coming in for the big win, and you're part of the team. We're all together. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The brainwashed zombie followers of the environmental cult killing themselves, killing other people, murdering their children, taking hostages. Watson wrote a story about this yesterday. Remember in the last year all the British newspapers and U.S. papers saying it's time to get authoritarian, that the public's too dumb to hand over all their property for the earth and to only have one child or less? We're going to have to bring in tyranny, and we're also going to have to get violent. Remember all those headlines where they were going, we're going to get violent, and they're going to get violent. And their cult followers, every History Channel show, Discovery Channel, about animals, at the end, it's humans are evil. Look at this poor polar bear. There's only 10 of them left. They can't swim. They're almost dead. By the way, their numbers have doubled. I mean, just everything is end of the world. Everything's over. And then their solution is, Ken Lay came up with a carbon tax. That'll fix it. And you try to talk to environmentalists. Hey, you know about genetic engineering? You know about that really changing the fabric of the earth and it can cause some big problems? You know about nuclear weapons? I love nuclear reactors. We're going to have one in every neighborhood soon. The Rockefeller Foundation. Yes, I know. That's not clean like they say. Shut up, commie. You know, I mean, you know, these people are completely brain dead. And they watch the TV, and the TV's their friend, and it tells them that they're morally correct and good, and they feel good about themselves while they sit there in their soft, decadent, dumbed-down cocoons. They've never been in a big car wreck. They've never beat anybody up or been beaten up. They've never had a bone sticking out of their leg. They've never had somebody stab them. They've never been in a war. They've never been in a crack house. They've never lived. They're just these. I see these people. I mean, you talk about Babe in the Woods. I mean, these people are effeminate's the wrong word. They are these dehumanized androids. And you see them. And they just buy whatever they're told. And there is no hope for them. No hope for them. We've got to just move on to people that can be salvaged. Working class folks, professionals, police, military, anybody who's been in the real world. But you can forget kind of the lower middle class zombies. I mean, they love slavery, and they're going to enjoy it. Oh, God help me. I'm ranting. I know I am. We'll continue with your calls, Michael and Damien and Darren and Chris and Lex. The issue at hand is they are going to throw unholy fits to try to get what they want. I mean, for years you can't park at Zilker with a big SUV without either having your windows knocked out and your tires sliced or seeing coming back from playing soccer or swimming or walking your dog or taking your kids on the Zilker Zephyr kitty train without seeing just bashed out windows everywhere. And there's people running around with dreadlocks, little hippie kids, and they believe it's holy work. I mean, I don't care if you got a million tattoos, dreadlocks, and I don't care what you look like. The point is that's what they look like usually. And they're out there just smashing windows out and running crazy and burning down ski resorts and burning people's houses down and spiking trees, killing lumberjacks, you know, sabotaging equipment. And they love it. They love it. And you try to talk to them about genetic engineering and true threats to the planet, and those are the big groups funding them, and they don't want to hear from you. And so they're coming. They're now becoming the cops, the Forestry Service people, and they don't know which end of a horse is what. They don't know anything about forestry, but they know how to be parasites, and they're arming them. They're arming them. And they're coming for your property if they haven't already gotten it. They're coming for your ranch. They're coming for your farm. They're coming for your well water. They're coming for your rainwater. They're coming for you. I mean, I got articles here out of Dallas where they're going to put, you know, licenses and fees on garage sales. You're not allowed to do anything in this giant prison unless they say so. And they got millions of little control freaks graduating college, and there's no industry jobs for them. The only jobs they've got is here's a gun and weapons, you're green police. And when you watch those Audi commercials for green police, that's actually what they're doing and going to do. They're letting you know. You want to be a slave? They're coming. It's not about the environment. It's about you being a slave. By the way, I'm going to plug this when we come back from break, and then James Dillingpole's joining us. We sold out of American Dictators in the 5 DVD special. So for a limited time, Road to Tyranny has been inserted into the 5. You get 5 of my films or films I've produced for $9.95. Just to buy this film in bulk cost me $6. One film. Imagine how much money I'm losing on this. This is going to end quick because this is the biggest special we've ever done. It may only last a day or two. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, we're not left or right, ladies and gentlemen. I just look at the facts and cover them as I see them in a historical context and do the research. Kind of like last week, I wouldn't comment on the Des Moines Register story with police saying that 50 blacks are running around beating up white people, beating up whites, calling it Beat Up Whitey Day. But now we've confirmed that's going on. So now I can comment on it. I'm going to give you my take on that after James Dellingpole leaves us here in about 27 minutes from now. I will also get to Michael and Damon and Daryl and Chris and Lex that are holding. I'll get to your calls as soon as James Dellingpole leaves us. We're going to be going to him in a moment, dealing with this psychopath with the reported bomb and gun. The SWAT team was able to take him out, and I'm pleased by that before he could kill any of the parasites, as he called them. He sees babies particularly as a parasite, like Peter Singer and others have called them. He calls himself a eugenicist and a Malthusian, but he should be pleased that another parasite is dead. Of course, I'm actually sad. He was a mentally ill person manipulated by Al Gore, kind of like the family that tried to murder their baby by shooting it in the chest and then killed themselves in Argentina. There's more and more of these people. And, of course, we have the statistics. They're six times more likely to steal because if humans are all scum, you know, why not just give up on society? And they're also statistically commit more crimes. So we'll talk about so-called environmentalists. These aren't environmentalists. Okay? This is a control freak guild of mentally ill, low IQ control freaks run by wicked Ken Lay types. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing. We'll get James Dillingpole's take on that. And this big IPCC report now coming out, the UN and other groups having to admit, okay, we lied about everything. So we're going to be talking about the Death Star blew up with Climategate, but now the Imperial fleet is in ashes. I mean, we may completely rout them, and so they're going crazy, taking over places with firearms. We're going to James Dillingpole in a minute, though. I wanted to first tell you about one of our great sponsors, Diamond Gusset Jeans. And Diamond Gusset is made in America, high quality, regular jeans, motorcycle jackets, shirts. And they've got a special running where you buy any product and you get one of their free denim. Diamond Gusset, born and worn in the USA, Diamond Gusset. And they got several different designs, bandanas, but it's made in the U.S., and if you want to defeat the globalist, you better start buying made in your country. Or all you have is, basically the Chinese army. When you're buying all your jeans from them, they can, buy nuclear weapons for you. So Diamond Gusset Clothing, it's gussetclothing.com, gussetclothing.com, or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we ran this special like 3 days and sold out of one of the DVDs, American Dictators. And we're going to probably sell out in the next 3 or 4 days or maybe even sooner of the latest replacement. So you get Terror Storm, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, How Weed Won the West, About the Phony Drug War, Fabled Enemies, and Reflections and Warnings, An Interview with Aaron Russo, 5 full-length films, $9.95. You know how much money I'm losing on this? I don't care. I want it out the door. Infowars.com. But when you're there, buy some T-shirts, some books, some other material, because your purchases also support this radio broadcast. You can also call toll-free to take advantage of these deals, 888-253-3139. And you can also postmark it the next week. We'll honor the deal as well. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, now let us go to James Dillingpole. And, of course, Mr. Dillingpole is a writer for many international publications, like The Telegraph, The Spectator. He is a best-selling author. Welcome to Obamaland. I have seen your future, and it doesn't work. He writes for The Times, The Daily Telegraph, The Spectator, Libertarian Conservative, and his website's jamesdillingpole.com, and he is a climate denier. James, first question. We've seen countless BBC, London Guardian, London Independent articles saying, we've got to get violent against climate deniers. We need authoritarian systems. If the public's too dumb to accept carbon feudalism, we need to start using, a green tyranny for at least the next 30 years to get it in place, the father of the Gaia movement. And now we've got their acolytes, their cult members, taking over buildings with weapons, calling babies degenerate, filthy parasites. We've got parents firing bullets into babies' chest, murdering themselves, all for Al Gore, saying, I'm doing it for you, Al, while he's running around, reportedly, with his proboscis swinging between his legs, humping on women in hotel rooms worldwide and buying giant houses and eating giant T-bone carbon-filled steaks. So you've got the floor. These people are panicking. They're starting to get violent.
Yeah, but Alex, you know what? I wish I could share your optimism about having destroyed the Death Star and being about to turn the Imperial fleet into toast. I think this war is only just beginning. And the reason it's only just beginning is because of the scale of the opposition we're up against. We're up against the United Nations. We're up against the Rockefeller Foundation. We're up against Bill and Melinda Gates. We're up against George Soros. We're up against the European Union. We're up against the governments of most of the Western world, led by the Obama administration, and you've got the Environmental Protection Agency and so on. It is going to be a very tough struggle to make our case that what these people are trying to do is create a new world order under the auspices of environmentalism. But this is what's happening. It's what's been happening for a very long time. Now, I've just written a piece about the James Lee atrocity, or attempted atrocity rather. Thank God it wasn't. I think, thank God only the bad guy got shot in the end. And what I've said, I gave it the headline, James Lee is Al Gore, is Prince Charles. world is the Unabomber. Because whether it takes the form of violent terrorists like James Lee and the Unabomber, or whether it takes the form of people like Al Gore talking about, you know, there must be limits to growth, it's all a manifestation of the same problem. These people essentially hate the human species. They think that population should be reduced. They think that experts, unelected experts over whom we have no control, should be put in charge of the world and be allowed to allocate what they call scarce resources. This is a very scary problem. It's not going to go away. And another problem, which I think is not discussed often enough, is the fact that the rubbish that our children are taught in schools. Your kids, my kids, are taught the same...
Oh, it's 24-7 brainwashing. In the New York Times, they say it's good that the 7-year-old comes home and writes fictitious school-issued tickets to mommy about taking a hot bath, and now Prince Charles is out saying, make it illegal to take a hot bath, and make people wear clothes that have detergents in them so that you're not allowed to wash your clothes. Yeah. I mean, while he's flying around on jets and owns his own private train.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went to see my daughter sing in a singing concert the other day, and one of the two songs she sang was called When Will We Learn? And it was all about how we humans, we destroy the environment, and when will we learn to care more for the world? This is eco-propaganda. It's not a sweet song for kids to sing. This is teaching children that humans are bad, that economic growth is bad, that we are evil. Now, this sort of stuff is going to create exactly the kind of mindset that we saw in James Lee. I reckon that we are creating hundreds, if not thousands, of future James Lees by teaching them this nonsense.
Well, James, I've seen the graphs since the eco-education in the 90s and the death education. They say don't commit suicide. It's quite easy. You take your shoelaces, tie it around your neck, and hang it on anything, and the little girls go and commit suicide. They teach them you're killing the earth, you're bad. And in many cases, it comes out, the little girls especially, because they show them images of baby animals with their heads cut off. They actually do this, folks, especially in Australia. Then the little 12-year-olds go and kill themselves. And we wonder why children committing suicide is off the charts. They're telling them, you're scum, you're bad, you know, one-child policies, humans are parasites, we must, you know, be eradicated. And James, when I was in college, it didn't matter what class I was in. That's all they would... I mean, it could be a math class, and they would stop once a week and say, you know, there's too many people. You know, we've got to reduce them. I mean, this is their cult. And I agree with you that they're well entrenched. It's their entire agenda of the collectivists. They're not going away. They cold-bloodedly know it's about neo-serfdom and feudalism, not about the earth. But the issue is, when I say we've blown up their Death Star, the tide has turned. People yeah. now know what this is, and it is a long war, but... They're looking and acting scared is my point.
I agree with that. I agree with that totally. The problem is that they are a very shifty, cunning opposition. And you notice how, as the whole global warming thing is dying, now that, you know, the IPCC has been exposed as a bunch of charlatans lying, distorting the data and so on, what's happening now is that they're shifting their ground. So that now they're talking about this thing called biodiversity. You know, hey, forget all that stuff we're telling you about global warming. You know, forget we said that. Now we've got to have the UN stepping in and businesses being controlled and fishermen not being allowed to fish and so on because of biodiversity. You know, we in England the other day, we had this extraordinary story about something like $250,000 being spent to build this bridge over a road so that dormice could climb over from one side of the road to the other. You know, $250,000 spent on dormice that probably aren't even going to use this bridge. This is the new green movement in action, and they are never going to give up. They are always going to find new ways of imposing their taxation, their control on us free people. I mean, ultimately, as you know and I know, Alex, this comes down to liberty. It's a question of who should decide our lives. Should it be unelected bureaucrats, or should it be us?
Well, that's what this is really about, is social engineering, and they are the saviors of the earth. And you see the entire economy in Europe, England, the United States, the entire Western world, where you can only get scholarships to be one of these environmental engineers or assessors. So they're changing the entire infrastructure where only when the new priesthood gives the nod can you build a shed or a house, what type of architecture you can have. Germany saying no single family dwellings because the family's bad by 2020.
Yeah.
It is a total surveillance tyranny where the new environmental cult rules everything. But then separately, whenever the select global corporations that are globalists are involved, they're given waivers for everything.
If you ask most people, ask the person in the street what Agenda 21 was, most of them would not know what you were talking about. And yet, Agenda 21 of the United Nations is probably the single most dangerous piece of legislation in the world today. Because what it does is it gives the United Nations, all these bureaucrats over whom we have no control, it gives them the right to decide how we live our lives, how we heat our homes, how much tax we pay, how much we pay for our energy bills. And, of course, one of the horrors about Agenda 21 is it has been able to filter down through even to sort of local town councils. You know, they're all signing up to this deal where, yes, we too will commit our local population, whether they like it or not, to reducing their carbon emissions and you know, the cars they drive, how much we tax their cars, you know, for parking and things.
Well, that's what Schwarzenegger said at the end of the Copenhagen meeting, as you know. He said, we're going to go back and get the governors and the cities, and we're going to do it. And Austin, just 2 months ago, passed a $2.6 billion tax over the next 3 years on gas and electricity. And so, again, it never has anything to do with even the environmental crisis. It's you will give our local environmental mafia contractor $1 million to build a thing for mice or for turtles, or you will, you know, give $200,000 to them, or you will now pay more to some multinational corporation. That's why the big mega corporations have financed this, and that's their Achilles heel. If we attack these fraudsters through, you're a bunch of idiot environmental cultists, they'll win. But if we point out they're bankrolled by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the ultra rich, to create a global monopoly, then we can defeat them.
Yes, well, I mean, it's good that the market has helped destroy their carbon fraud. I mean, it's fantastic that the price of CO2 on the Chicago Carbon Exchange fell from $7 a ton to 10 cents a ton. And the Chicago Climate Exchange, which, of course, was founded by Al Gore and Goldman Sachs, among others, has essentially collapsed. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that by the time it did collapse, Al Gore had made his money and sold out to somebody else. This is the problem. You know, Al Gore and his cronies are parasites. They are leeching off the backs of ordinary people and pretending to be caring, holier than thou, you know, the people that we should look up to. You're absolutely right. I mean, the slobbering sex poodle, as I think he was called in those in the police reports by that poor woman, the masseurs that he tried to get his...
Well, now there's a bunch of women. Reportedly, this is what he does.
Oh, really? So he is the Tiger Woods of the environmental movement.
Yeah, but at least Tiger was paying them and they were willing. They were actually whores.
Yeah.
With Gore, it appears, like a lot of psychopaths, he likes to get some older woman in there and then freak them out. So,
well, here we go again. James Lee equals Al Gore equals the Unabomber. There is not a cigarette paper. You know, I mean, I think it's an interesting fact that so many of the people who parade their green virtuousness are, in their private lives, slightly despicable, cruddy people. You know, I mean, there was a famous experiment, I don't know whether you remember, conducted by some Canadian academics, where they tested these students, and some of them had bought green products, and some of them hadn't bought green products in a supermarket. And the ones that had bought green products behaved, were more likely to lie and cheat and steal than the ones who hadn't bought the green products, because the green products gave them a sense of virtuousness.
They were six times more likely to steal. And if I remember, it was all over the Canadian papers a few months ago, that these were actually greenies that did the study. They thought it was going to show the opposite, to morally make everyone look bad and say, see, greenies are more moral. But the truth is they're a bunch of knuckle-dragging control freaks.
Yes, exactly. It was very, very satisfying. I mean, one thing we have got, Alex, the facts are on our side. You know, the world, you know, Malthus was proved wrong. Poor Ehrlich was proved wrong. You know, the Green Revolution in the 1970s meant that Paul Ehrlich's predictions that mankind was doomed due to overpopulation, it didn't come true.
Yeah, he said by 2000. He said from an ice age. So did John P. Holdren. But,
yes.
but they don't care how many times they're wrong. They just reinvent some new crisis, which they're going to save us from if we just give them trillions in money.
Yep, that's absolutely it. It's a sort of global elite who are trying to keep the money for themselves and trying even to decide, you know, population levels. It's deeply sinister, and it's amazing how few people are aware of the connections. You know, all these people are in it together.
Well, I mean, you talk about Malthus. He was disproven when he said in 1750 something that Britain would totally collapse within 50 years. Total opposite. He said the Earth can only sustain a few more million people. Stay with us.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Ladies and gentlemen, I always start hyperventilating. I can almost hear James Dillingpole, a very intelligent researcher in his own right, doing the same thing, because it's so brazen. You've got these slimy con artists who, when you really read the Club of Rome documents and others, They admit this is just a way to take over property and control people. You find out the Rockefellers 110 years ago that the founder, John D., called the public scum. He wanted, quote, great wide expanses. He didn't like people. And literally, this robber baron's vision, joining with royals in Europe and others that have this disdain for the public that supply them with all their wealth, they want us out of here. And that's why the media in the U.S. is like, this poor man, he had some good ideas, just went the wrong way about it. It's desperate. And James Dillingpole hit the key here. He talked about how they've got our children. We've got to demand that they stop teaching these frauds to our children. James, how do we defeat these people? Because you say the Death Star has not been exploded. The Imperial fleet is still marauding. I agree the Empire's still there. But so, I mean, how would you assess their damage? Because I believe – go ahead.
Sorry, I mean, you say how do we stop them indoctrinating our children? You know, I mean, there was a guy in England, I don't know whether you read this, who had to fight a court, go to court to stop his children being shown an inconvenient truth.
And they found it was just full of baloney. The court did.
Yeah, exactly. They found lots of things wrong with the film. And but you know, the government was trying to insist that every child in Britain, compulsorily had to watch. Al Gore's propaganda and lies movie. It's absolutely extraordinary. And the problem is that the things we are saying now on this show go very much against people's instincts of what is true. If you ask most people, is population a problem in the world, they will say yes, because instinctively it feels right that the more people there are, you know, the worse things get. Actually, the history of the human species has been that the more people there are, the better things get. And, you know, we were talking about Thomas Malthus early on. Thomas Malthus, in 1798, wrote this book where he said that the population was soon going to outgrow the world's ability to supply it with food. In the next century, what happened? The population in Britain increased by four times. The economy grew 16 times bigger. So the fact is that, you know, economic growth is good for us. Human ingenuity will always find a way to feed the increasing numbers of people on our planet. You know, the richer people are, the less they have to breed. You know, the reason people breed in Africa is that they have no money. They need children because they know some of them.
Well, now you've hit the key. The West is dying. 1.3 replacement rate for every mommy and daddy. They're having 1.3 children. That's the global average from Japan to the United States. The West is dying. We need more children, not less. But instead, they're convincing women to have no children for the Earth. It's insane.
Yes, exactly. You've got rich greenies like the Prince of Wales and a guy called Jonathan Porritt and so on, forming these organizations like the Optimum Population Trust. And, you know, the Optimum Population Trust believes that people should have no more than two children and preferably one. You know, the idea that in the West we need to stop breeding is madness. You know, our cultures are not replacing the population at a sufficient level to guarantee a decent economic future.
Well, they've done the analysis. The West is probably already deader than doornail.
Yeah.
And which makes the Rockefellers even more happy. These people are out of their minds.
Yeah, I know. Well, so, as you say, we have a big, big struggle ahead of us. If we are to, because what we are saying does not seem obvious to most people. We have the facts on our side, but people, you know, we're living in a world also where the education system, well, we've seen it in the way our children are indoctrinated by greeny teachers, but the education system is not really interested in teaching kids hard facts anymore. They prefer teaching them touchy-feely stuff about caring about polar bears and stuff.
Stay there, James. Do five more minutes. I want you to finish this key point. Because, yeah, the schools are nothing but giant re-education camps, giant indoctrination centers.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.